There's a good chance at least some of you are holding on to the style section of the Sunday New York Times to linger over the wedding announcements. The couple met while playing cricket. Mr. Whitney and Ms. Edwards both graduated from Yale. She's a Wall Street investment banker. He's developing water sources for third world countries and is a member of the Olympic rowing team. Or words to that effect. The ladies on Sex and the City read them.
Sunday is the one day a week you get the single woman sports pages, the New York Times wedding section.
This is so depressing. The oldest woman on this page is 27.
I don't want to hear that. Now I'm all depressed and I haven't even had my coffee yet.
They are the wedding announcements people love to hate. There was a 2009 book parody. But now with social media, everyone can join in, and they are. Steve Bell is a senior staff writer at the New York Times who works with Society and Metro News. His recent column was, "Like to Mock Our Wedding Pages? Get in Line." And Steve, the section recently issued a correction that drew a huge response. This is telling. Don't talk about the specific people, but give us a sense of what the correction was.
We had made sort of a boneheaded mistake where we had said that the bride's engagement ring had seven stones, one yellow sapphire, two blue sapphires, and six diamonds. Well, that obviously adds up to nine, so some professor wrote in and said, am I missing something? How do one, two, and six add up to seven? So we probably shouldn't have, but we decided to go ahead and run a correction and say the bride's engagement ring had nine stones, not seven. Well, social media lit up with people assuming that the bride was upset that we had shortchanged her on the number of stones in her engagement ring. And
this is the point that it just is off-putting to people who would think that, hey, seven is fine, you know. look, here's a tweet from comedian Selena Kopic. Here she wrote on September 9th, the groom is a Mayflower descendant and was educated at Eton College and the University of Oxford. Bow down, you filthy plebeians. Is that the sense that people have that these lives are almost too rarefied air?
They do. But we've been trying to make the announcements much more inclusive. In January, we ran a piece on a couple that was married at the Manhattan Marriage Bureau, and the bride's dress cost all of $6. But those don't get noticed. To some extent, it's governed by what people expect when they submit the announcements. I think some people think they have to have a Mayflower ancestor or be a Harvard graduate to get in, and that's not the case.
Well, and there are some who are many of those things. Mayflower descendant, who wouldn't think of mentioning that in their wedding announcement? There's that, too. Like, what does that have to do with betrothal?
When I joined the wedding staff 4 years ago, I was surprised to find guidance on how to determine whether to include somebody as has a Mayflower ancestor or not. But it's something that people are proud of, and we include that as we include other notable achievements that someone in the family might have.
Well, you write about videos that have been made over the years, commentaries, parodies. Gina Friedman has videos. Then there's Zach Miller's Veiled Conceit blog. There's another 2015 post you write about, L.V. Krauss, Why I Hate the New York Times Wedding Announcements. It was in the Thought Catalog website.
That was a very good one.
She writes, they trembled. In what parallel universe do people tremble upon first meeting each other? In the New York Times wedding announcement parallel universe, that's where. There's never an announcement that reads, Ryan and Brooke finally got sick of hookups and they figured they'd better kick out some kids before they got too old to get up with them in the middle of the night without badly affecting their quality time. But as you say, you might feature Ryan and Brooke.
We might. We encourage anybody to submit.
But how do you decide?
It's made partly on the basis of achievement, but we also choose on the basis of whether the couple is interesting. We've got our small announcements, and then we've got the weekly vows column, which goes into a love story at more depth. And those are chosen pretty much on the basis of who has the most interesting story to tell.
Yeah. You've also had historic moments, gay and lesbian wedding announcements. Mm-hmm. I love the older people, you know, who maybe they were high school sweethearts and they're getting married at 70.
We've got one coming up, a couple that is getting married after being together for 25 years.
Very sweet. But, you know, it is a love-hate. I mean, they may be mocking what you guys do there, Steve Bell, but they're reading it.
Right, right. That's the important thing. I mean, some of the critiques and the satires and the parodies get a little mean-spirited, but I don't worry about it too much because the important thing is that they're reading, and so that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, it's just as the author of Weddings of the Times, that book that parodied the celebrations, wrote, the wedding announcements are so perfect and polished. The inspiration comes from that sort of primal feeling one gets when one sees a picture and wants to scribble a mustache on it.
That's right.
We wish them all well, all the couples. Steve Bell, senior staff editor at The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.